From NPR News, I'm Tony Cox. On today's program, a new documentary questions the media's role in not questioning the false assumption that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Also, correspondent Tanya Ott examines the ongoing efforts by black farmers to win just compensation from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And director Mario Van Peebles drops by to discuss his ambitious new film project, which examines the growing challenge in the U.S. to speak freely. But first, could a drug regimen used largely to treat pregnant HIV-positive women in Africa be causing deaths rather than preventing them? That's a question some are calling on Congress to investigate. At issue is an experimental drug known as nevirapine. The antiretroviral drug is being distributed to hundreds of thousands of pregnant mothers in Africa to reduce mother-to-child transmission of HIV. But government records obtained by the Associated Press suggest that severe reactions to the drug, including deaths, may have gone underreported. And the controversy has hit home, tragically. 33-year-old Joyce Hafford, a pregnant African-American woman in Tennessee, took the drug as part of a federally funded study. She was hoping to save her soon-to-be-born baby from getting AIDS. Although her son was born healthy last year and did not contract HIV, Joyce died due to liver failure, not from AIDS complications, but reportedly from nevirapine. The drug was apparently administered by doctors even as her health declined. In a moment, a spokesman from the National Institutes of Health will respond, but right now, more about the drug and why some consider it dangerous. Medical consultant Dr. Ivan Walks is the former chief health officer of the District of Columbia. He has been following this story and joins us by phone now. Dr. Walks, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Briefly, tell us more about nevirapine. Is the danger with the drug itself or how it's been administered?
Actually, the answer to the question is both. Now, nevirapine has been around in the 1990s. 1996, it was actually approved for adults and children over 2 months old. So it's not so much the drug being brand new as particular use of the drug being a different use.
Now, there seems to be disagreement from what we're told, Doctor, whether or not the clinical trial results were accurate. So what should we believe and who should we believe with regard to the efficacy of this drug?
Well, we have two different things, and let me see if I can hit them both very quickly. One is this clinical trial that was done in Africa, and there are questions, and I think the NIH can talk a little bit more about what the stage of investigation of that research process is. The other case is this unfortunate woman in Tennessee who died. When you take drugs like this, one of the common concerns is liver injury from the drug, and the drug has to be monitored. There are two issues with this case. One is the informed consent. Did the person taking the medication know what they were taking and know how to take it safely? And were the doctors, the second thing, were the doctors monitoring the individual taking the medication carefully so at the first sign of danger they could stop the medication?
Now, with regard to the report that was issued by NIH and whether or not it was altered to such an extent that misinformation was given, can you speak to that?
Well, I can speak to the fact that any time research is done, it is critical that the research is done accurately and that the reporting is done accurately. Having not had a chance to be in a forensic role and review the studies of the data, I cannot speak to exactly what was done. But I do think it's important for us to understand that when we, as the general public, sign on to these protocols, it's critical so that we can learn more and other people can be helped. But our own health must be protected through good scientific and good medical care by those doing the studies.
Final thing for you, sir, is whether or not a drug like this is simply being discounted and shipped off to Africa where there is a lower level, let's say, of monitoring the health of these people.
Well, again, without knowing more about it, I wouldn't say that. It is clear that there are other drugs that could be used for pregnant women to help with this issue of transmitting HIV from mom to baby. This drug is less expensive than some of those other alternatives. It doesn't mean it's a bad idea to do. Keep in mind that the studies do show that the drug does work to help lower HIV. as much as 50% the rate of transition of transmission between mom and baby. So I don't want to say because some of the studies are being questioned and that there have been some problems, let's literally throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's make sure the research protocols are tight. Let's make sure they're as tight as they would be any place in the world, especially here in America. When we're running something, we should use the same standards we use here that we would use any place else. But this drug has been around for a long time. This use of the drug is what we're really talking about, and I think we need to make sure that all the information is in before we say, let's stop sending this medication where it is so sorely needed.
All right. Thank you very much. Dr. Ivan Walks is former head of the Washington, D.C. Health Department, is now the chief executive officer of Ivan Walks and Associates. Doctor, again, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Meanwhile, the Reverend Jesse Jackson has called on Congress to investigate this drug experiment, as many see it. We spoke with him just a short while ago. Reverend Jackson, there seem to be two primary concerns that you have expressed regarding nevirapine. One, that there are some known but underreported side effects. And secondly, that this drug has been sent to Africa and people there have been used as guinea pigs. What would you like to see done about this?
Well, first, the evidence is that it does have deadly side effects if a woman is pregnant with AIDS. And doctors have substantially done that research. There are other conditions where it appears to be less lethal. But the doctor, the head of the National Institute of Health, AIDS, knowingly suppressed information over the objection of his subordinate doctors. He should be fired, and his license should be suspended. He should face prosecution for such an act.
There's disagreement even within NIH over whether or not the dosage that was given properly in the cases of people who have suffered severely, and particularly in the case of the woman out of Tennessee, Joyce Hafford. Do you believe that
there's at least a thorough investigation? We know that there is a debate about the use of this drug, and there really is no passion to eliminate it altogether. It, in this case, is the application of it under these conditions, and that the information given served up was doctored and information suppressed as if he unilaterally made a move to apply this medicine as a kind of experiment, which brings up the notion of what happened with the syphilis experiment in Tuskegee some years ago. African pain is diminished, and African people, it's the same place where you have the most HIV/AIDS deaths in the world, where the 4 million have been killed in the Congo War in the last 6 years. You would hardly know that. We have the crisis in Darfur in the Sudan. It seems as if Africa remains the largest continent and largely isolated and marginalized and used for experimentation. That is unacceptable.
Have you had any contact with the family here in this country of Joyce Hafford, who we mentioned, who died last year as while participating in an experiment?
We have reached out. We've not made contact with that family. We made contact with African countries, however. See, what happens, given the anxiety and even the paranoia about where AIDS came from and how medicines are applied, for the National Institute of Health's credibility and to be on trial, it sends a cloud across the whole world about the integrity of American medicine and the credibility. That's why it is such a serious issue that there must be an immediate move on the doctor who apparently went above his subordinates and doctored the report to use the medicine. We cannot be silent about this, and we will not be.
Reverend Jesse Jackson is founder and president of the Rainbow Push Coalition. Reverend Jackson, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
We continue now with Dr. Clifford Lane, also on the phone. He is acting deputy director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases of the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Lane, thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
You just heard Reverend Jackson. What's your response, especially to the call for a congressional investigation and for the call to fire Dr. Edmund Tremont, who reportedly altered the report on the drug?
I think it's very important to try to carefully sort through what issues are being discussed. The safety and the efficacy of single-dose nevirapine for blocking the transmission of HIV infection from mother to child is not at question here. not only the study being discussed, but a subsequent study done in South Africa have shown the safety and the efficacy of this approach. These are studies done by Africans to the benefit of Africans. The issues that have been raised are issues regarding processes within the NIH, how studies are monitored, how they could possibly be monitored in additional ways. Dr. Tremont was doing his job as the director of our division of AIDS to make sure the work products of his division were as accurate and thoughtful as possible. Not get out. What is often being confused in this discussion right now is the difference between adverse events, which are things that happen to everyone, whether or not they're taking medications. What's being confused are these adverse events to side effects of the drug. The serious side effects of nevirapine were not underreported to any significant degree in these studies.
Let me ask you this, Doctor. Let me interrupt just to ask you this because we're running out of time. I've got about 30 seconds, and I'd like to know whether or not, in your view, there's the possibility that the distribution of nevirapine to Africa might be stopped pending the outcome of an investigation.
You can't anticipate a result that hasn't occurred. There is no reason at present for anyone to stop using this intervention when nothing else is available. It is an effective intervention and one that we believe has saved thousands of babies from becoming infected with HIV.
Doctor, thank you very much. Dr. Clifford Lane is Acting Deputy Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases of the National Institutes of Health. Thank you again for coming on, sir.